proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for joining me today. And today I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend and ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript, as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources, at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into part two of this lesson entitled, Scrolls, Scribes, Scholars, and Soldiers. Along the desolate shore of the Dead Sea, far from the hustle and bustle of world events, two unknown Bedouin herdsmen were looking for some lost goats from their herd, when God's hand quietly intervened. The herdsmen decided to explore a limestone cave high up on the cliff face along the northern tip of the Dead Sea. Inside, they discovered the famous Dead Sea Scrolls. But let's go back in time, almost two millennia ago, to the year 73 AD. As Titus marched down from Jerusalem towards the Dead Sea, here he discovered a small enclave of Essenes, scribes who lived a monastic life at Qumran. They had a large scriptorium of scrolls, and copies of every book of the Tanakh except the book of Esther, and some of their own sectarian texts were found. Knowing the Romans were soon approaching, the Essenes hid the precious scrolls in caves along the western shore of the Dead Sea. Now fast forward two millennia to 1947. Khalil Alexander Shahin, or Kando, to all who knew him, had a leather shop where he made and repaired sandals in Bethlehem. However, Kando's hobby just happened to be archaeology. The Bedouin herdsman brought the crumbling leather scrolls to Kando. After cleaning them of dirt, he could make out the Aramaic writing and knew it was from the book of Daniel. Daniel is just one of the three books of the Tanakh that are partly written in Aramaic instead of Hebrew. Ezra and Nehemiah are the other two. Coincidence or providence? Kando told the herdsman that he would buy any other pieces of leather that they found in the Dead Sea caves. He eventually sold the scrolls to the Metropolitan of St. Mark's Monastery in Bethlehem. 6 months later, on November 29, 1947, Professor Elazar Sukhanik, a scholar in ancient Hebrew from the Hebrew University in Jerusalem, was preparing to travel by bus to the old city of East Jerusalem to possibly purchase three of these scrolls. Dr. Sukhanik knew the scrolls were worth the risk of traveling to East Jerusalem. That day, the UN was set to vote on the partition of the Holy Land. Professor Sukhanik purchased the three scrolls on this day and simply wrapped them in a newspaper and rode the bus back to the safety of West Jerusalem. That evening, the United Nations voted to end the British mandate of the Holy Land, thus paving the way for the nation of Israel to be born 6 months later on May 14th of 1948. The UN vote was met by joyous celebrations in the streets of West Jerusalem, but rioting followed in Arab-controlled territories, including Aleppo, Syria. The Great Aleppo Synagogue was burned and destroyed on the night of November 29, 1947. This synagogue had housed the much-revered Aleppo Codex, the most ancient and accurate copy of the entire Tanakh in existence. Written by the famous Masoretic scribe Aharon ben Asher around 1000 AD, it was the source of the Masoretic text and master copy of every Torah scroll in every synagogue throughout the land. Professor Sukhanik's dream was to purchase all seven of the original Dead Sea Scrolls for Israel, and although he passed on before this became a reality, his son, Yigal Yadin, played a big part in making his father's dream come true. Today, the Dead Sea Scrolls are housed in the Shrine of the Book in Jerusalem. One of these seven is the Great Isaiah Scroll, written only about 500 years after Isaiah had written the original. When compared with the Isaiah Scroll of the Masoretic text, written about 1,000 years later, the differences are minimal spelling differences, thus proving the great care and accuracy of the Masoretic scribes who preserved the Word of God down through the centuries for us today. The rediscovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls at this exact time in history was a miracle of monumental proportions, and God's hand is evident in all the events. The devotion of the Essenes to protect the scrolls of Scripture at the cost of their own lives illustrates that God has given the Jewish people the task as eternal custodians of the Word of God. Now, I want to thank you for joining us today as we've been discussing this Hebrew nugget. If you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply go to ibjm.org. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.